All good things must come to an end, and that goes for the Red Sox win streak. It was snapped by the Cincinnati Reds in their finale on Wednesday night.
You are Locked On Red Sox, your daily Boston Red Sox podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thank you for making Locked On Red Sox your first listen of every single day. I'm your host, in essence, Lauren Willand, and there's a lot that could happen in the next 24, 48 hours in the next four-game series with the Red Sox and the Yankees. But before we get into any of that, we do need to talk about the loss on Wednesday. It was a 5-1 loss to the Cincinnati Reds. We're going to look at Connor Siebold, who, though he still does have plenty to work on, did give the Red Sox some reasons to be optimistic. We're going to take a quick peek, like I said, at the Red Sox-Yankees series with Aaron Judge being on the verge of history. And of course, he's probably going to do it against the Yankees' storied rival. We are also going to talk about Bobby Delbecq. And while I was doing show prep, I was like, oh, I can't wait to talk about this Mass Live article and how the Woo Sox manager Chad Tracy is just praising Bobby Delbecq. And then he gets recalled from Worcester to Boston. And unfortunately, it is due to an injury, which we will talk about later on in the show. And as always, we'll end the show on the mental health minute. But Connor Siebold, fans have not seen him since July when he was with the Red Sox, but he did make the start Wednesday and he cruised through the first four innings. You're watching this guy and you're like, all right, this might be a very solid start for him. It was fine. It was a fine start. We're not going to call it solid by any means, but like I said, cruised through those first four innings. And there was a lot of weak contact in the fifth inning that led to the three-run frame, and it put the Reds over the top on the way to a 5-1 win at Great American Ballpark. Siebold did get out of the fifth inning, but his night was done after that. He surrendered four runs, six hits, striking out four, and issued one walk, but it was just his fourth career start at the big league level. Alex Cora liked what he saw for the most part. He said his stuff was good, his pitches were good for the most part, and he looked a lot better than he had. This was the first time in his major league career that he got out of the fifth inning and went beyond the fifth inning, not necessarily beyond, but got out of the fifth inning. So that was encouraging to see. And like I mentioned in Wednesday's episode, it's just time to see what we have in these guys. The 2022 season is all but over. It's time to look toward 2023 and just see what is the worst that can happen at this point. But as promising as Siebold did look at times, it did come with a couple blemishes. And a couple blemishes, I mean, he had four wild pitches. Yes, four. And if you're thinking that seems like a lot, it is. It tied the franchise record for most wild pitches in a single game. Daisuke Matsuzaka and Milt Gaston were the others to do that. Now, Daisuke, I don't know what we're talking about pitch clocks when MLB announced their rule changes, and the pitch clock was one of them. And I was happy about that. I'm pro pitch clock. And like I said, and I don't know if it's because I'm traumatized by Daisuke just taking so long between his pitches. E-Rod did the same thing, but four wild pitches, not what you want to see, obviously, but overall, I think fans should be encouraged by Siebold, and hopefully he can continue to build off that start, kind of like Brian Bayo has been doing, and just find a groove, get MLB ready, have a full spring training. He's probably going to get another start, I imagine. So overall, it was good to see him just not go 2 2/3, 2 1/3, and more control than what we've been used to seeing in his starts when he was with the Red Sox over the summer. And some other encouraging news that came out of Worcester was Bobby Delbecq. He was optioned earlier this month because Tristan Casas finally got recalled from AAA. And this is somebody who spent all of last season with the Red Sox, most of the season with the Red Sox. Bobby Delbecq has not been in AAA since 2019. And Chad Tracy, the manager of the Woo Sox, had so much praise for him and how he's handled the situation and how he has just handled everything like a quote-unquote true pro. Katie Morrison from Mass Live, who covers the Woo Sox for Mass Live, had a really amazing article that just kind of highlighted how much maturity Bobby Delbecq has shown Since getting to Worcester, Chad Tracy said that he is the first one to show up to work. He's always got a smile on his face. He doesn't pout. He doesn't mope. He's just ready to play. And he said he understands that it would be easy for someone like Dalbec, who has spent a majority of the last 2 years at the major league level, to come back to the minors and just kind of be like, I don't want to be here. Like, this is not where I belong. And I don't want to be in AAA. Kind of like a Jaren Duran attitude, but he has the complete opposite of having a Jaren Duran attitude. And he's just embracing everything as it comes, hoping he gets another opportunity. That opportunity ended up coming Thursday before the Red Sox announced their lineups. They unfortunately announced that Trevor Story was placed on the 10-day IL. He's been dealing with that heel pain, the heel contusion, and it has finally caught up to him. I think we could have seen this coming, that it was not going to go well. I think they said Trevor Story needed a day or two when the initial injury happened, and then a day or two turned into, we'll see tomorrow. And now he's on the IL. So the Red Sox ended up recalling Bobby Dalbec. I'm excited for him. It sucked that to see him struggle so much offensively and defensively this year, but he's done really well in Worcester this year, or since he's been down there since early September. And I'm excited that he gets another chance, because what do the Red Sox have to lose at this point? This is the theme of this Locked On Red Sox episode, is what do they have to lose? Nothing. So give Bobby Dalbec some reps. I mean, you have nothing left to lose at this point. Maybe he can go on some small hot streak to end the season. Maybe a team out there will want to take a chance on him. Maybe he'll be a valuable trade chip in the offseason. Maybe he'll end up just finding his groove. Who knows? But at this point in the season, why not? Why not call up Dalbec? You know that he at least can fill in. You can insert him at third base, first base, and you can just kind of put him wherever and he's going to try to play. So while it comes at the expense of Trevor Story and his heel contusion, it'll be nice to see Bobby Dalbec back in the clubhouse. I know that he is well-liked around the players in the clubhouse. He is a well-liked player, and I'm excited to see if he does make the most of this opportunity. Coming up in our second segment of the Locked On Red Sox podcast, I'm sure you've heard by now, but Aaron Judge is on the verge of making history. He can do it against the Red Sox. We will talk all about that and who the pitchers are for the next four games in the Red Sox-Yankees series after I tell you about Nugenix. And are you feeling like you just can't get in shape? It's not your fault. As men age, your body naturally loses free testosterone, the man hormone. It happens to every man and can make it more difficult to stay in shape and be energetic and be active and live that active lifestyle. Remember when winning felt easy? That's because when you were younger, you were at the peak of your testosterone production. What some have called the winner's hormone or the man's hormone, wouldn't it be nice to get that winner's edge again and that old swagger back in your step? Do you want more energy to counter that negative physical effect of aging? Nugenix Total T Testosterone Booster will help you turn back the clock, re-energize your workouts, get you better results at the gym, and help you look and feel like the person you want to be. Nugenix Total T contains man-boosting key ingredients. It has been validated in 5 clinical studies shown to boost free testosterone levels in men. Nugenix Total T is the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix Total T can re-energize your life and help you get back to the powerful, confident, good-looking warrior you used to be. Now get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T when you text MLB to 231231. Text now and get a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, which has key ingredients to help you get back into shape fast. It is absolutely free. All you have to do is text MLB to 231231. That is MLB to 231231. Message and data rates may apply. So unless you've been living under a rock, you probably know that Aaron Judge is right on the verge of making history in the American League. He has 60 home runs. The record in the AL is 61. He's probably going to break that record against the Red Sox. And he very well could do it Thursday night. He could easily hit 2 home runs. We've seen him do it several times this season. And with the Red Sox and Yankees set to begin a 4-game set against each other in the Bronx on Thursday, Judge is just 1 home run away of tying Roger Maris's record of 61. And like I said, he's going to tie this against Boston. But it's just a matter of what pitcher he's going to do it against. My money on that, it will not be Michael Wacha. He's been Boston's best starting pitcher this year, 11-1 record, and that's with time on the IL. He's been so solid for Boston. He has a 2.61 ERA. His last start against the Yankees came on August 14th, 7 innings, 2 hits, no earned runs, no walks, 6 strikeouts. and the Red Sox won 3-0. Also, disclaimer, I'm only going over the starting pitching. Then we look ahead to Friday. That's Rich Hill on the mound. He's been up and down for the Red Sox. He turned in his best start August 27th. He has not pitched against the Yankees this season. So if it's not the bullpen who gives it up, I'd also be willing to say that it probably will be Rich Hill that Aaron Judge hits the home run against. Saturday, we have Nick Pivetta on the mound. He's been durable for Boston this year, to say the least, but he just hasn't been as consistent as he was in the first half of the season, or the second month of the first half of the season. He last pitched against the Yankees September 13th, went 5 1/3 innings, 6 hits, 3 earned runs, 2 walks, 7 strikeouts. The Red Sox ended up losing 7-6. And then Sunday is Brian Bayo. He's really kind of turned things around. Not necessarily turned things around, but he's improved in every appearance he's had for the Red Sox. And if the Red Sox can hold Judge homerless until Sunday, that's going to be a big test for Brian Bayo. This might be his biggest test anyway. It's prime time against the Yankees, so maybe the pressure will be off if Judge breaks the home run record or ties it even. But it's still a big game. Like I said, it's prime time. It's Sunday night baseball, and people are going to be watching. Even if Judge has broken the record, people want to see how many home runs this guy is going to hit. Bayo last pitched against the Yankees on September 14th. He went 5 innings. He gave up 6 hits, 3 runs, but no earned runs, 1 walk, and 6 strikeouts. So what pitcher do you think is going to give up Aaron Judge's record-tying home run, record-breaking home run? I'm going to guess Rich Hill. I just think that Michael Wacha has been so solid for the Red Sox, and he's going to be in the zone. And Alex Cora spoke before Thursday's game, and he was asked if the Red Sox were going to pitch to Judge. And he said, yeah, we didn't come here to have a vacation. And that's the mindset I love, because yes, the Red Sox are so far out of the postseason picture. These games don't mean anything to the Red Sox. They mean more to the Yankees than anything. And who are the Red Sox to get in the way of Aaron Judge making history? So yes, it's the Yankees. Yes, it's the Red Sox rival. Yes, we should hate the Yankees all the time, but these games mean nothing to the Red Sox. Yes, it would be very petty if they just intentionally walked Judge, but he's going to make history regardless if the Red Sox walked him all series or not. These aren't the last games of the season, so the Red Sox probably are going to fall victim to Aaron Judge, but that's okay. It's going to be a lot of fun to just witness history, and like I mentioned in the first segment of this episode, what do the Red Sox have to lose? Absolutely nothing. We have one more segment here on the Locked On Red Sox podcast. As we always do, we're going to end this show on the Mental Health Minute. So it's been raining here in New England pretty much since Monday. Monday I went to the Big E with my husband, and it was so much fun. We ate so much good food. We had a lot of really good drinks and just good vibes. We got some trinkets from some vendors there, so it was just a really good day. But at one point, it just downpoured. Like, it was a monsoon for probably 2 minutes. And then it just never stopped raining. It was just constant rain, gray days. And on those days, it's really easy to just kind of be gloomy. Your mood is as gloomy as the weather. And that definitely happened to me. I was just, this whole week, Tuesday, I talked about how good my day was, and all of a sudden how quickly it did a 180. And sometimes I just felt like my mood could not get past like 40%. I don't know if it was my social battery, my mental battery. And Thursday was no different. It was pouring rain when I woke up, poured rain pretty much all day. It was so dark. And this was a perfect day if you had the day off to just absolutely do nothing. Put on your sweatpants, watch some movies, binge watch whatever show you want, catch up on the new seasons of Chicago PD, Chicago Fire, Chicago Med, which is what I did last night. If you watch those shows, please hit me up. I love talking about this. And we have a fun little group chat we'd love to put you in. But it was just so gloomy all week. And I just couldn't get out of this funk. I couldn't get out of my own head. Couldn't get out of my own damn way. And as I'm driving home, the rain finally broke. The sun came out. And the sky was so blue, it almost hurt my eyes. I have very, very sensitive eyes. So the glare off the road was hard. The harsh white clouds were hard on my eyes. But it was so refreshing to see the sun. There was no rainbow, which I was very bummed about. But it was just so quickly how my mood changed. And I was like, all right, it's been a tough week. It doesn't mean it's going to be a tough life. Everyone has bad days. Everybody has bad weeks. My day is much better than Ime Udoka's, I can tell you that much. But just a gentle reminder that it's okay to feel everything you're feeling, but just be gentle with yourself. You don't have to continue to be in this gloomy mindset, but it's okay to allow yourself to feel those feelings. I just stayed in that mindset for much longer than I'm used to and much longer than I should have. But now the sun is out. I'm going to watch some Red Sox Yankees. I'm going to make some good dinner. Going to hang out with my dog. It's going to be a great day. And then I get to do a podcast about the Red Sox and the Yankees. Hopefully it's a positive one, because even though the season is going to come to an end in October, we still want to end the season on a high note. We want to be optimistic around here, right? We're trying our best to bring good vibes even when this season is kind of low. Thank you for making Locked On Red Sox your first listen of every single day. Rate, review, and subscribe to Locked On Red Sox right here on YouTube, Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast is where you can find us. You can also find us on Twitter at @LO_RedSox, at Jake Iggy. As I mentioned, Wednesday, he will be back next week. And you can also follow me at LaLaLaLauren, 3 Laws, Lauren with 4 R's. Be sure to check out all the other shows across the Locked On Network, Locked On Yankees, Locked On Pirates, Locked On Reds. Everyone does such a great job here at Locked On, bringing you baseball content Monday through Friday. And now that you've made Locked On Red Sox your first listen, head on over to Locked On MLB to make it listen number 2. Paul Francis Sullivan, just call him Sully, friend of mine, friend of the pod, brings you his unique perspective using insight, using knowledge, using humor on major leagues, both past and present. It's available on YouTube. It's free on YouTube. It's free on the Odyssey app. It is free wherever you get your podcast. Have a great day. We will see you Friday, hopefully talking about a successful Red Sox game against the Yankees. We're going to end this show how we always do. Let's go, Red Sox.